Hello.
Hi, Richard. It's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good, good, good. I wanted to give you an update on the files. Do you have a minute? All right. So John's deal, well, the House of Galbi, they're fully approved. I've left them a message. I spoke to them, I think, like Monday or Tuesday. There's a lot of stuff going on in that file, but I don't want to screw around with it. I just want to get you paid. So I'm just waiting on them right now. I left them a message. They owe me a fax piece of paperwork to verify the approval. They owe me their deposit, and I'm ready to get that done. I just want to let you know it's in their court, okay?
So did you contact John?
Yeah, well, I spoke to John, I think, on Monday. There's a
Oh,
lot of
what did he say?
issues. Like he's kind of like being the mouthpiece of his mom, but like he's like, "Well, how about this?" And he's a nice kid, but he's like, "Well, how about this? And how about that? And how about this?" I'm like, "John, don't try to determine how the loans work. Let me do this so I can get your funded. Don't try to overcomplicate it." So basically, I'm waiting on him. He said I sent him a form that needs to be signed by his mom. He knows that. He said he has it signed. He just needs to send it to me. He also needs to send me a deposit that covers his first and last payments for the first hundred thousand, and I'm just waiting on him. That was supposed to be sent yesterday. I didn't receive it, so I just wanted to follow up and see where things are at.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to give a call to him, he is approved.
Yeah,
I'm just waiting on.
I call right now.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
Okay.
Second
So I mean when the signed and the when they sign and then they gave you a deposit, the starting. So and after the they said they need like equipment about 2 months later. So you're gonna wait for like maybe another 1 month or 1.5 months, something like that?
Well,
Can
so
you wait
right,
for can you
yeah,
do that?
I can wait as long as you want. So
Oh.
they want to get the furniture financed also from like the millwork company. So basically, here's the best thing. How long does it take you to ship the equipment and install it once you get paid? What's the lead time?
They wanna about the 1.5 or 2 months.
Okay, when do they need the equipment?
So 1.5 or 2 months. So they need about 2 months before 2 months later.
So they need the equipment 2 months from now, correct?
Right.
Okay, but how long does it take you to get them the equipment? Like once
Yeah,
they
just
get once you get the money, once you get the money, how long does it take you to get the equipment to them? How long? So if I paid you
I
today for the
mean
equipment.
about the 1.5 months.
Okay, so they need to order the equipment now if they need it in a month and a half, correct?
So
Yes.
when they wonder the John mom said mom told me and if I sign they wondering is like if I sign and the they need 1 month later, so they don't want to pay for like starting the 1 month, you know what I mean? So they're gonna starting about 1 or 2 months later and they starting the payment.
I don't understand. So
So
when do
they
they go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah, they want in the starting the like the bill payment. So they signed and they deposit and everything's fine. But if so they're gonna payment the schedule the starting the about 2 months later.
I mean,
Can they do that?
so can we kind of just keep this conversation between you and me? Is that okay?
Okay. Can
Okay.
you hold a second?
Sure.
뭐라고 하는지 내가 트랜스플랫 하는데 그이 지금 커스터머 지금 그 우리가 장비 이제 이용을 했는데 그거는 Ruben? Can you extend one more time there because I don't want to exactly
Absolutely.
I want to exactly understand for somebody going to transfer me, okay?
Okay. So,
Go ahead.
when do the customers need the equipment? When do they actually need it inside their business?
Customer이 물건을 언제 필요해? In 2 months.
Okay. Once you receive our money, how long does it take you to order the equipment and get it to them installed?
얘네들 돈 받으면 얘네 우리가 얘네들 돈을 받으면 우리가 돈 받는다. 우리가 얘네들 돈 받으면 그러면 언제쯤 얼만큼 오래 걸려 걔네들이 그 물건 가지는데?
그러니까
투자 후에. 아니 우리가 얘네들이 돈 주면.
The lead time basically.
지금부터 걔네들이 돈 받는 데까지 얼만큼 걸려? 우리가 돈 받으면.
저기 4주.
Four weeks.
About 4 weeks. Okay. So they're 2 months away from needing the equipment, and they need to order the. And it takes about a month to get it in there. They've got about a month to order it to make their time frame. Correct.
Right.
Okay. So I've kind of gone above and beyond. It's not. I hope this conversation just stays between us. I've gone above and beyond for this customer. The customer is doing a lot of things. They're borrowing money from this guy. They want exceptions on everything. Here's the good news. I've got them two approvals. One for the $100,000 that covers most of your order, and one for about $75,000 that can cover them for their furniture. So I'm trying to make this customer happy. For the $100,000 approval, they're going to have to pay us their first and last payment due at signing. Now, the customers... Go ahead.
Oh, 1 second. Let me just explain.
Sure.
Customer은 오, 불만이 많대, 얘네들한테 전화했는데. 그래가지고 exception을 많이 한 거야, 얘네들이. 얘네들이 좀 화났어, 이제. 막 계속 해주라고 그러고 막 그러니까. 근데 다 해줬대. 그래서 customer은 이제 좋잖아, 좋아하잖아. 그런데 얼마 줬냐면 10만 불 넘 주고 우리 물건을 10만 불 걔네들한테 줄 거고 그리고 뭐 진짜 그거 그런 거 같은 거 7만 5천 불도 줬대. Okay, you can go on.
Okay, and my job is to be a filter. So a lot of these, and this is not just this customer, but a lot of customers come to us and they say, well, how about this, and how about this, and how about this, and how about this? And if I go to the person who underwrites a loan and I keep on poking them with a stick, eventually they'll just take away the approval. So I have to be smart. I have to be smart in what I allow to go through and what I don't allow to go through. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
One second, sorry.
Take your time.
이렇게 하면 안 되는데 왜냐면 그냥 이사 얘는 그냥 중간에 있는 사람은 이러면 그러니까 그 걔 위에 있는 사람이 그냥 다 아예 그냥 캔슬할 수 있대. 계속 뭐 익셉션 같은 거 해주면 그러니까 이거는 한 번만 해주는 거니까 다른 손님한테는 이렇게 해주면 안 된다고 그 말이야.
오케이.
There's 70. So the $100,000 approval requires two payments at signing. The $75,000 approval really has nothing to do with your order. It's for the millwork company they referred to. We need an invoice on that, and that's the customer is supposed to get me that. But we're going to do that with one payment due at signing. But let's focus on how the $100,000 order works, okay? Because that's the majority of the cost. The $100,000 order works this way. The customer is going to pay us their first and last payment due at signing, all right? If they order this today, they're not going to order this today, but let's say we get this done by the end of the week. Their first payment will cover all of July. So it's not a down payment, it's a prepayment of the first and last months. Like, you know when you move to an apartment and you pay the first and last months? Same thing. Mm-hmm. So if I do the order today, let's just say I do the order today, their first month will be covered, so they won't get a bill for July. The first bill they'll get will cover the rest of June and just August. Now, there's no pressure for me to wait a month. I don't care. I can wait a month. The reason why I don't suggest it is this. A lot of the reason why we gave them an approval was they've recently taken out a lot of debt, okay? And that's okay. Business owners take out debt. But if I wait a month and they take out more debt or their credit changes or their bank statements go low, then they might lose their approval. Because they're spending, I think, a lot of money on construction. So right now it's better to place the order and not risk anything rather than wait a month and risk the approval.
What are you talking about with waiting a month? Sorry.
Well, so the customer, I think what they want to do is, and I don't know if Richard and I know there's a bit of a small language gap, but they were talking about, well, I don't want to get my bill for 2 months. A lot of these but here's the thing. If we place the order this week, then their first bill will be due in August. They should place the order now, because what happens is, and I know you deal with this all the time, the customer needs to order the equipment in no more than 30 days to meet their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
People are busy. So it's not like I'm going to place the order today, but if they don't start getting me what I need, I know what happens. Customers come in right at the deadline, they panic, they put pressure on you, they put pressure on us, because they're not getting their stuff on time. So right now it makes sense to get this moving.
Okay, yeah. All right, sounds good.
All right. That's just my professional opinion, and I'm on your guy's side, and I like the customer, but I know that if I keep on pushing on my underwriter, it's not a good idea.
Okay.
And I left a message for John earlier today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you want us to start this as soon as possible?
Well, I think, I know the customer is more comfortable in... John speaks first English. I know his mom is more comfortable. She speaks English, but she's more comfortable in Korean. I think the first order should get going. The first order is approved for $100,000, and then I'm going to do the second order on the separate loan. So what I need you guys to do is, I need you to pick out at least, I need you to make, your invoice is for $109,000, including tax. I need you to pick out a few items and remove that from that invoice, so that invoice goes to no more than $100,000. And then on that, say it's like $9,000 or $10,000 of equipment, I'm going to put that other $10,000 of equipment on a separate loan to make sure everything works. And I emailed that over to Richard the other day.
Okay, I'll read the email.
Okay, does that make sense or no?
Yeah, so pretty much you want us to get this as soon as possible.
I'd like you to reach out to the customer and see where things are, if there's any issues. Like, you know, I just left a message for John. I was expecting his form and his deposit, because ultimately my goal is just to get your company paid as quickly as possible.
Right, okay. And then we want to make the invoice and get the payment for $100,000.
Yeah, you're going to get two invoices. Okay. One for the equipment, freight, taxes for no more than 100. So it can be 95, it can be 97, it doesn't matter. Just no more than 100, because you probably can't divide it up perfectly. And then the second invoice due for the remainder of equipment. So you'll probably have one invoice around 99,000, 98,000, and one invoice around 10 or 11,000.
Okay, that makes sense. So they're going to buy more than $100,000, but the first invoice is for $100,000 so that they can...
Yeah, because if they go above $100,000 on the invoice... I'm just a filter. And what was your name, sir?
Dale.
Dale, nice to meet you. My name's Ruben. Were you at the Excel conference or no?
Yeah, I'm conference now. So yeah, don't worry. Yeah, so I'm heard everything.
You got it. Okay, Richard. Okay, cool. Yeah. So my goal is just to, like, on my the $100,000 approval I have for them, it's really solid. I know it's the best thing out there with the information that they want to provide. So right now it just makes sense to get the ball rolling.
Okay. And then the second loan, you're not really sure, or?
But no, the second loan, here's the thing. This is the type of customer where they just want, which is fine. That's what business owners do. But...
Mm-hmm.
I already know that this is an amazing amount of money, and so right now I've got them approved for $100,000. I've got another approval. I put it in writing for them for $75,000. They just owe me an invoice on that. That approval should be good to go. And if they need some extra money, I can make that happen. But right now I want to make sure they're serious, and I want to make sure this thing gets going and you get paid, because I don't want to have, you know, I don't want to get a call in 4 weeks with these people panicking and telling me to do everything like within 10 minutes, because that happens to me, and I try to prevent that.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk to them and we'll try to get the first invoice for $100,000.
I know with sales tax, it doesn't have to be exactly $100,000. If it's around like 95, 97 with taxes, that's fine. It's just take the rest and put it on the other equipment, okay?
Okay, so it has to be $100,000 including tax?
No more than $100,000.
Okay.
So
okay.
You're going to take some items and tax and put them on another piece, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So take out like three or four items. No worries.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you so much.
Ruben.
Yeah.
So, one more thing. If 아, 그러면은 선윤이 그 페이먼을 언제부터 시작하냐고 그러다.
아, 그러니까 그거 다 말해줬어. First and last payment를 먼저 해주고 그러면 payment는 August부터 시작하는 거야.
오케이.
지금 시작하는 거야.
오케이. 지금? 그러니까 아, 지금 시작하면 오케이, 오케이. 오케이. 오케이, Ruben, I got any question?
Let me just make sure about their payment schedule.
Sure.
If they were to start this week, they would pay the first and last month's payment, right? And so, what month is it now? June. What is it? June. So, when is their first payment due? August. Right?
Well, their so this is the thing. Their deal doesn't require any money down. It only requires a first and last payment, and it also a small documentation fee. Here's the thing. Like, I talked to John, and this conversation between us, like, I was like, hey, John, their landlord's going to need to sign a form. He's like, well, you know, I don't want to talk to the landlord. I'm like, all right, just. This is how it works. It's now my turn. Like, I'm going to tell you how these loans work, not because I'm an asshole, but because I just want to get your order placed and get your vendor paid. That's the goal here. Mm-hmm. Okay. With this piece of equipment, though, this first order of 100 grand, if we do this deal like this week, they will have their first month covers July. So they'll have the small portion of June due, and then the second full payment will be August. So they won't get a bill for the month of July because it will be prepaid.
Okay, but they do have to pay something for June still.
Well, after we fund the transaction in August, they'll get a small bill from us and it says, hey,
you have
10 days of June left. Yeah, I just want to get the order placed.
Okay, so they pay the first and last month. It's going to include July and the last one. And then their bill in August is going to include the August bill and the June bill.
The August bill and partially of June. Yeah, and that will be all spelled out on the documents we sent to them. I've got a killer approval for them.
Okay, okay.
How much will it pay for?
How much is the first and last payment total for them?
And I sent this to them, so let's see. John, and he said he has the form signed. I just wanted to reach out to you. The 100 grand approval, I'm going to do it as 60 months with only one payment down. The amount they owe us with the deposit is $7,107.92.
70 what again?
$7,107.92.
92. Okay. Sounds good.
And what was your name again? Dave?
Dale.
Yeah, sorry. Right, Dale.
He's my son.
Okay, Dale. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
By the way.
Anyway, thank you so much again. So I'm gonna talk to my customer, the Tour Holland. So today I discuss everything that we're gonna clear that this week. Okay.
Yeah. I just left him a message. He's a super nice guy. I just wanted to follow up with you guys and let you know where we're at because I'd love to get this order placed.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll contact the customer right
okay.
away. Okay.
Okay. And then I left him a message. I have an update for you on your other file. I'm sorry, 1 second, please. 1 second.
Okay.
Hey, I'm sorry about that. I just had someone beeping through. So on the other order, I did speak to the customer that has like all the restaurants. They have a lot of things going on, but they sent them an email on what I can do for them, and I'm just waiting for them to apply and get back to me.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Okay, have a good day.
Bye. You too.
Bye.